Well, good day, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskatten here, Daily Podcast. So glad you joined us today. Here from Christian Center Shreveport. We're talking about justice, but we have a prophetic insight today that failures do not mean we will not be successful as we fight injustice in the earth. All right, let's listen in.
For the battle belongs to you, Lord. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. Oh, oh. We're gonna see a victory. Oh, how do you believe that in the room tonight?
Well, that song is appropriate with the word that we have today about not letting failures defeat us, because the Lord is the one who's going to help us get the victory. Well, blessings to you. Today is Tuesday, the 27th day of June. We're rushing toward the end of this month and moving into July. Looking forward to what the Lord has for the next month on the calendar. But today, let's finish out well what God has commissioned us to do to continue in the fight concerning injustice in the earth and equip us through even the circumstance of our life, even the failures of our life. And this is going to be a word today. I think it's personal, but it's appropriate to what we're going through in the earth. When we have seen the enemy flourish, that's kind of how we started this journey on this word about justice. When we keep seeing the enemy flourishing in the earth, and then our attempts to stop it, stunt it, you know, is failing, and it seems like they just keep gaining ground, and then we keep having what we call setbacks and failures of our attempts. You know, we lose court cases, we lose battles in the natural against the government overreach, the battles of controlling our lives and the spirit of Antichrist that's moving across the earth. And it's been a very difficult few years. And today I want to give prophetic insight. I've been studying great leaders and some readings, some writings that I was studying about some of the great leaders in the world that have had setbacks, but yet kept persevering until victory came. So I think we can learn from history, number one, the scriptural history especially, of the importance of doing that. And I know this is a common message, but I think sometimes in the middle of a battle, we need to remember it again. You know, Moses, I'm going to use Moses today and his story, and we've used it many times. You know, his mission seemed to be successful at first, you know, when he started out, but it got very difficult. You know, he feared that the people would not believe him. But God had given him signs to perform. He'd given him the equipment it took to win. And then, you know, every excuse he had, God made a way for it. Aaron would speak for him since he didn't want to speak. He performed all these signs before the people, and they believed, you know, right? And when they heard that the Lord was concerned about them and had seen their misery, they bowed and worshiped. You know, when we go after things that we are supposed to, and we start having success, okay, we got some real momentum. And I think as a leader, I've seen this a lot when we're trying to move toward revival and awakening, and we have these great meetings and get some synergy going, some movement, and then, you know, something happens. A failure comes, something along the way. And you have to challenge yourself and say, is that going to stop me, or going to keep moving forward? So when things start to go wrong and continue to go wrong for Moses in his first attempt before Pharaoh, when he talked to him, Pharaoh refuses to recognize God. He rejects Moses' request to let the people go in the wilderness, and he makes life worse for them. They have to still keep producing the bricks, right, and gather their own straw. And then what happens? You know, they had the signs and wonders, but all of a sudden now things aren't going well. Moses and Aaron have to battle their own people as they turn against them. And in Exodus 5, it says, may the Lord look on you and judge you. You have made us obnoxious to Pharaoh and his officials, and you put a sword in their hand to kill us. That's Exodus 5:21. So the people are really raging. So Moses and Aaron return to Pharaoh and renew their request, right? They perform a sign. Their staff turns into a snake. But Pharaoh is unimpressed. His own magicians do the same thing. Next, they bring the first of the plagues, right? But again, Pharaoh is unmoved. He will not let the Israelites go. This seems to be where we are. We keep going through these plagues, you know, of injustice in the earth. And yet God keeps proving himself mighty, but we're still not coming out of the crisis. So it goes on nine times. You know the story. And he does everything in his power, and he finds that nothing is making a difference. They're still slaves, the Israelites are. And that, I think, is a posture I feel like many in the ecclesia, the church, are right now. We feel like we keep fighting this fight, and we keep finding ourselves in the slavery to the system, the culture that we're in. And part of that is our vision, but understand this. This is a natural that I'm asking God to reveal the spiritual for. So you can imagine the pressure that Moses is under. After his first setback, you know, he turns to God and complains. He said, why, Lord, why have you brought trouble on this people? Is this why you sent me? He said, ever since I went to Pharaoh to speak your name, he has brought trouble on his people, and you have not rescued your people at all. That's Exodus 5:22-23. And even though God has reassured him that he will eventually be successful, he replies in 6:12, if the Israelites will not listen to me, why would Pharaoh listen to me since I speak with faltering lips? Now we start fault finding with ourselves and our methods and what we're doing. So it's a progressive downward spiral after we don't win, when we see the enemy flourishing. This is the danger point right here. I think this is where we are in time. There's an enduring message here. We as a people who are called to lead, remember we talked about that in Matthew 24. We're here to disciple or train the nations the ways of God when lawlessness is reigning the earth. It's the highest order. But I want to say this. In the kingdom, in the natural, a great leadership is always marked by failure. Somewhere along the line, there's going to be a level of failure. And we have to see this when we look in the natural. Some of the great leaders, Abraham Lincoln, Winston Churchill, they faced many failures and setbacks. And there were times that they were exceedingly unpopular. And yet they persevered. They kept moving forward. And so leaders, really, to be honest with you, in leadership and leading the kingdom, is not really measured or tested. It's not tested by successes, but it's tested by failures. Look, it can sometimes be easy to succeed. I'm going to be honest. The conditions are favorable, you know, whatever, the economics, the political. You know, while we had President Trump for 4 years, we experienced many successes because we had a champion fighting for us. Well, he's gone. And we now have a antagonists fighting against us now. So we're trying to find out who we are. Even when there's an economic boom or your business is flourishing, you'll see this in leadership. Like when a politician gets elected, he has a honeymoon period, we call it, or marriage. You know, we call that the honeymoon season. You can have a happy marriage when it starts. There's really no skill to being successful in good times. It just, the environment helps you be successful. But as usual, and almost always, climates are going to change, and it will. That's when we find out what we're made of. Marriages can fail. Politicians can fail. Businesses can fail. Our lives can fail. And the question is, how do we handle that failure? Character is then tested. We know this in Joseph. It says, the moment he received his word, his character was tried. What a great word. You know, you're going to be successful. Your brothers will bow to you. The great human beings are not those who never fail. It's those who survive failure. They keep on going. They refuse to be defeated. They never give up. They keep trying. They learn from every mistake. And that's what we have to take from these successes that the enemy's been having, the flourishing of the enemy. We failed in stopping them. Let us recalibrate and learn from it, and let's keep moving forward. Every refusal to be defeated makes you stronger. It brings wisdom in your life, and it makes you more determined. I want you to catch this, right? I was reading this in a book about a rabbi who wrote a powerful letter to a disciple who was being discouraged by his repeated failures. And this guy's named Rabbi Yitzhak Hunter. And this is what he said. I'm just going to read this. A failing many of us suffer is when we focus on the high attainments of great people. We discuss how they are complete in this or that area while omitting mention of the inner struggles that they had previously raged within them. A listener would get the impression that these individuals sprang from the hand of their Creator in the state of perfection. The result of this feeling is when an ambitious young man, spirit enthusiasm, meets the obstacles, fails, and slumps, he imagines himself unworthy of being planted in the house of God. That's actually a quote out of Psalms 92:13. He goes on to say, "Now, however, my dear friend, that your soul is rooted not in the tranquility of the good inclination, but in the battle of the good inclination. The English expression, lose a battle and win a war, applies. Certainly, you have stumbled and will stumble again, and in many battles you will fall lame. I promise you, though, that after those losing campaigns, you will emerge from the war with the laurels of victory on your hand. The wisest men say, a righteous man falls 7 times but rises again, Proverbs 24:16. Fools believe the intent of that verse is to teach us that righteous man falls 7 times, and despite this, he rises. But the knowledgeable are aware that the essence of the righteous man rising is because of his 7 falls. Great insight, right? His point is that the greatness cannot be achieved without failure. There are heights you cannot climb without first having fallen. We need to understand that. The former president, Calvin Coolidge, sent to a friend who was discouraged. He said, nothing in this world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than an unsuccessful man with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Perseverance or persistence and determination alone are omnipotent. And we know that's not totally true. God is omnipotent. So we add to this, the determination and the persistence is with the help of heaven. God never loses faith in us, even if we lose faith in ourselves sometimes. That's what 2 Timothy 2:13 says. Even when we are faithless, he is faithful. So we have the help of heaven. So despite setbacks, and they're going to come, we have to understand this, that our eyes have to be set upon him. Defeats and delays and disappointments, they obviously hurt. And we've had many of them these last 3 years. They hurt Moses. If there are times that you are feeling discouraged and demoralized, it's important to remember that the greatest people and the greatest thing that has ever happened in the earth is that God is always a comeback God. The greatest people have failed. What made them great is they kept going. The road to success passes through the many valleys of failure. There's no other way. Though I go through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. It's inevitable, guys. We're going through these valleys. And in this moment, when we're fighting this injustice that we're seeing almost daily, and everything we're trying is failing, we must learn. We must not become bitter. We must become better from the war. And if we will do that, we will have an opportunity to be an overcoming people. So let me speak over you today, speak life over you today. Maybe you're in a bad situation right now. Maybe you've been seeing failures. I know most of us, our nations are, but for you personally, let me apply this word to you. Your failures is not the end story. The end story is the success of the cross. With every cross, there's a resurrection. And I speak resurrection power over you today. That it may look like you're dead in the water, but Christ can release his resurrection power, and he's doing it even now as we move forward. May God give you the strength to keep moving forward in this hour, and let the fruit of endurance and perseverance be your portion. In the name of Yeshua, amen and amen. All right, love you guys. Come back tomorrow. Well, thank you for, again, listening to our daily podcast here from Christian Center Shreveport. Please check out all our media sites we have, especially our app. Just go to your app store and download Christian Center Shreveport, or our website, just add.com to that. You can also give there if you want to bless the ministry. We so are appreciative of that. You can go there and give on our app or our website. Want to give to this podcast or pipeline or any other thing you want to specialize, you can do that. Don't forget our trip to Israel, October 19th through the 31st. Go to our app. For Zion's sake, we want to put a team together to go into the land and pray over Israel. God bless you. See you tomorrow.